Going to the theater. Lynn, I hope we're not late, Anne. It's already 2:30. Anne, what time does the curtain go up? Lynn, it's supposed to start at 2:30 sharp, but I doubt it will. Even at these once-a-week matinees, the shows rarely begin on time. At least we're here. I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to get off work today. She speaks to the box office attendant. I have 2 tickets for today's performance. Has the show begun? Attendant. Not yet, but you better hurry. Name, please. Lynn. Lynn Jefferson. I paid for the tickets by credit card over the phone about 2 weeks ago. I hope they're good seats. Attendant. He hands her the ticket. They're in the second balcony about halfway up, but they are on the aisle. Lynn, that's pretty high. I don't suppose you have anything better which we could exchange for these. Have there been any last-minute cancellations? Attendant. No, there's nothing left at all for today's show. In fact, we're sold out for 3 weeks in advance. Lynn. That's what they told me when I made these reservations. Oh, well, it's better than not being here at all, I suppose. Lynn and Anne enter the theater, hand their tickets to an usher, and then climb the stairs to the second balcony. I've been reading such good reviews of this play. I hope we're not disappointed. Anne. Me too. I'd loved the leading lady in her movie roles for years. It'll be interesting to see if her talent can be transferred to the legitimate theater. The usher for the second balcony shows the women to their seats. Lynn. Here we are. Row M, seats 2 and 4. These are not so bad. What do you think? Anne. I think, oh, there go the house lights. The play's about to begin. We'd better get settled. Lynn. At the conclusion of Act 1, the curtain closes and the house lights go on, signaling an intermission. Wow. That was pretty powerful acting. I didn't realize she was such a good actress. What did you think? Anne. I was impressed, too. However, there was something about the supporting actor with the uniform. You know the one I mean, with the mustache? There was just something wrong. Lynn. I know what it was. I noticed it, too. It's the makeup he's wearing. It's all wrong. He's supposed to be a 50-year-old man, but he looks 25. Anne. That's right. Yes, of course. Oh, let's go to the lobby and mingle among the people. I love to see what theater-goers are wearing and eavesdrop on conversations. Lynn. Let's listen in so we can hear if other people agree with us about the play. Anne. How did you like the stage setting in that final scene of Act 1? I see here in the program that the set was designed by a member of the cast. In fact, she's married to the actor I mentioned a minute ago. The one whose makeup is wrong. A married couple appearing in the same play. Imagine! Lynn, I like the set of the musical comedy we saw last week better. Remember, they changed the scenery and props constantly. The variety attracted me more than this single set. I must admit that I get a little bored watching the same room for an entire act. Anne. Well, musicals naturally have more variety, but I don't like having the story interrupted by songs all the time. I prefer a serious drama such as this one. Lynn, speaking of this one, we'd better get back to our seats. I think Act Two is about to begin. We can talk more at the next intermission. Anne, good idea. I don't want to miss any of it.